Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. I guess we're not going to have music at the beginning of this one. It's always a surprise. Yay. All right, guys. I am here to cover the week of April 6th through the 13th. And, wow, what do we have going on? We started our Saturn retrograde today, and it lasts until August 25th and is giving us a do-over when it comes to the higher-minded, expansive topics of Sagittarius. So this next 4.5 months is going to be about us going back and fixing something or figuring something out, getting really serious about it because it is Saturn after all. And either making some commitments or ending something or structuring it so it supports us better, you know, dealing with limits, dealing with our ambitions or any older established types in the mix. So over Sagittarius themes, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, publishing, religious, political matters. So I guess we could use a little break from some of that stuff. But it is important because this is our very last time that Saturn will retrograde in this sign until the year, I think it's 2044, if I'm thinking of that right. And so, yeah, we want this solid in these areas, right? So if you need to do something to let go or commit or rekindle or rework in those areas, then now is the time. It started today. And I also would say to you guys, you know, pay attention to the subjects that are coming up in those areas of, you know, interest. This could be yesterday, April 5th, or today, April 6th, and it could even be in the next couple days, right around the time that this energy is turning around to go the other way, because it definitely will be giving you a big major clue as to what the subject is probably going to be the most important for you to get in there and really hammer out one way or the other. And now, as Saturn is going retrograde in this week ahead, well, you know, 4.5 months, but yes, this week ahead, our first week with it. Venus is in her last week of retrograde, and so she is going to come into a position to square Saturn on Saturday, Saturn's day. So, you know, this is Venus retrograde, square Saturn retrograde. Can you say, yeah, we need to deal with something that's not right, that's ongoing, or that needs to be revisited from the past on Saturday? Yes, 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 we do. So Venus, and just to be clear with you guys, you know, Venus, this is her last week here in retrograde motion. She goes direct on the 15th. And this Saturday, the 8th, is the last aspect. Last time she's going to come up and, you know, say something to one of these other planetary energies. And it's a challenge. She's challenging Saturn retrograde here. So on Saturday, definitely plan on reconnecting or revisiting these past people or situations, issues or opportunities, and figuring out what this is. Venus is going to ask that you look at the woman or women here, or where you are with love or income, or where you are with beauty needs, and she's going to be playing out in behind-the-scenes kind of karmic arenas on Saturday. And so she may be, you know, about something artistic that's involved, something spiritual, psychic, magical, something romantic, something healing, or dealing with hospitals or addictions or boundary issues or deceptions, secrets kind of thing. Research, investigations, you know, she's playing out in the 12th house. And so as she comes up to Saturn, it's going to push that envelope a little bit with needing to deal with that serious matter that is legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political, and with that older established person, or with your goals and ambitions there, or your endings and limits or commitments or responsibilities. Oh, my God, it makes me tired just thinking about it. So, you know, there you have the fun part, the fun beginning of these few days ahead, if you're listening live or getting this at the beginning of the broadcast. So that's general with Saturn retrograde and Venus retrograde in the week ahead. Now, the next thing that we have that is kind of a major deal. We are in a year where we are having this big, powerful configuration called a T-square, which is a frictional energy pattern that's pushing everybody. So you're either frustrated and challenged, or you're ambitious and pushing yourself harder, or probably some of both, you know, throughout the year. And it's playing out in the cardinal positions of the zodiac, which makes it even that much more intense. It's a rare configuration, you know, and so it is about things happening with Uranus in Aries, which is about, you know, the way we're reinventing ourselves and how we're dealing with sudden changes that are coming into our life, or the need to break free of things, you know, our unique original side of ourselves. What's going on with us physically or personally or with our image or brand, et cetera. And then the second planet in the mix would be Pluto in Capricorn. And, well, these are in no particular order, by the way, but Pluto in Capricorn. So at this point, you know, you're looking at big, powerful, deep, evolving changes, things that can be life-changing, things that are about our goals or career or status or those higher up authority figures like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, and involve Pluto. So big financial matters in that mix, or big life and death scenarios, transitioning in and out of this world, divorce, so transitioning in and out of your identity, your sex life, possibly transiting somebody into the world, or having a transformational experience yourself. Reproductive needs, third party, how you share your power, give your power away, bring your power back, how you deal with controlling interests and power struggles, et cetera, et cetera. So isn't that fun? And then the third corner of this configuration is Jupiter in Libra, and that is really pushing for something really big in the middle of all this stuff here. That would happen to further where we are along in this story via our romantic partners, our business partners, our clients, our specialists, our agents, our attorneys, the competitors, the opponents, the experts, the advocates, big one-on-one relationships. And Jupiter really trying to get us to grow those areas, to do something big, to expand our horizons via what we're doing with or about these people as it pertains to this overall story with these other planets. So if that hasn't messed up your head enough, I'm going to tell you that in this week ahead, the solar energy, the sun, is going to come and step up to each one of these three planets in the configuration. And so that means that from now, today, Thursday the 6th, up until it actually ends one day after the end of this week that I cover for this week, which would be the 14th is the final part of this. So the next 8 days, actually, you know, the sun is coming up and activating this T-square. So although the T-square is in effect the whole year, there are certain periods where these personal planets come up and engage, and then it becomes way more active in our own day-to-day life with these themes. And so the sun activating this means that each one of us is going to get more personally involved or more physically involved with these key relationships and our goals and career and authority figures and the financial mortality, divorce, sexual, reproductive, you know, everything Jupiter themed, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political stuff, and how we're shaking things up or dealing with last minute changes or, you know, breaking out of ruts and doing part of our reinvention of ourselves. I want to go back to bed. it's been a while since I've been in bed today, but I want to go back to bed. Okay, so that's going on. That actually is going to be active all week. The high points of it are Friday the 7th, Saturday the 8th, Thursday the 13th, and Friday the 14th. And in the middle of it, because, you know, we wouldn't want it to just be 4 days out of the week ahead, in the middle of it on sometime between Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and 11th, we have the full moon peaking in Libra where Jupiter is. And so really bringing something to a major head, a major climax, a culmination with that partner, agent, attorney, client, specialist, competitor, opponent, advocate, whoever this person is. So as you're moving into activate all this stuff and reactivate to whatever's going on, realize that you will be bringing something to a big closure, maybe finalizing something you've been working on or ending it or wrapping up that project, or you will be celebrating as you reach the height, the zenith, the achievement, have your breakthrough kind of moment that is focused on one of these key people and what you're doing with this overall story. So that's number two. Okay, so to recap so far, we have Saturn retrograde and Venus retrograde in this week ahead, and them both confronting each other on Saturday. Then we have this massive T-square frictional activity that is going to throttle us into the week ahead with tons to do, people to see, places to be, your calendar's full, and you're in there doing something that is very important to your own needs being met, or that involves you showing up, getting involved, putting your name on the dotted line, or making it about your physical body or personal needs. And in the middle of that, the big climactic thing with the key individual that's involved. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about the third major thing that's going on in this week ahead. The third major thing that is going on in this week ahead is that on Sunday the 9th, and this timing, I mean, I'm serious. You know, I thought about it. I was like, this. You just couldn't ask for better timing, because really when you have all this really intense stuff going on, what could you possibly want more than for Mercury to retrograde? And so it does on Sunday the 9th. And so we enter into Mercury retrograding as well in this week ahead. So starting on Sunday, and of course you guys are going to want to watch, keep an eye on Sunday, because on the day that the energy shifts, you can have, you know, more of the mix-ups or more of the malfunctions. This can affect mechanical or electronic things, being out on the road. It can affect all of your communication, so make sure you're clear, make sure people understand what you really mean. Follow up on emails, follow up on phone calls. Don't take things personally if someone disappears or the connection doesn't come through. It is very most likely Mercury. And if not, you could always blame it on Venus or Saturn retrograde. But however, back to Mercury retrograde. It is going to retrograde from Sunday the 9th, and it's going to be a two-parter. So Sunday the 9th until the 20th of April, it's going to be backing up through Taurus. And then from the 20th of April until May 3rd, it's going to back up through Aries. So we're going to focus on the Taurus part right now, because that's what we're going to be dealing with in the week ahead. So, you know, Mercury going back through Taurus means that we are getting a do-over here to go back and review how we feel about the way we're being valued in certain situations. If our values are aligned to certain things we're doing, if we want to place a value on anything else, so just think, you know, value. we are going to revisit things involving our personal income, anything with our possessions, our purchases, our products, our gifts, anything we're building, anything that brings us pleasure, the pleasure principle of Taurus. And so, you know, it is a time to slow down as far as trying to launch into some brand new thing that shows up during this next 11 days with it in Taurus, and rather go back and fine-tune situations that we're already involved in, go back to past scenarios and see if there's any merit there. And in both circumstances, you're looking at, is it time to let go of something and end it? Is it time to rekindle something and see if it can get back on its feet? Is it time to rework and revise situations so that they are correct? So you may have missed something had you gone headlong forward with Mercury at this point. And when we're talking about Mercury retrograde, we really, you know, this is about communications, ideas, decisions. So, you know, you can expect going into this week, starting on Sunday, to hear some news about these topics or to start to interview or talk to people or run into them, meet with them, look at agreements and negotiations and sales and writing, look at any short trips or local activities that might focus in on this, and just, you know, reevaluating your choices with those topics. So that's our overview. I am going to take a sip. I'm going to just drink all the way through this show because I can feel it coming already. So give me a second. Oh, yeah. All right. So now every sign is going to have these themes playing out in different areas of life, impacting different parts of life. So can kind of help you figure out what the heck you're doing. So Aries is always described in the overview because it is the first sign, and so it is in the first place where all of this happens. So just to recap for Aries, Saturn is taking you back starting this week, starting today for listening live, to go back and figure out what is not solid, what you need to end, what needs to be dealt with in a serious, responsible way, where you are with ambitions, commitments, that next thing, you know, how what you need to fix now so that that's solid for you. And it's focused on that expansive higher mind arena. So anything legal or educational, wedding or ceremonial, travel or distant, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. I don't know if I said legal, but yes, legal, political, religious, anything that's in that broad, expansive part of the sky. And so in this week ahead, you may be kind of tapping into that throughout the week, but it is definitely today, Thursday, the 6th, and then on Saturday, the 8th, when Venus retrograde is going to come up and push you with those things, meaning at that point, something there is revisited because of a woman, the love, the income, or the beauty need, and what is going on behind the scenes with healing or addictions or hospitals, with research or investigations, with a romantic getaway, with a spiritual practice or artistic pursuit or project. And so plan on Saturday really diving into this stuff deeply and you know, working around, working over, working through. There's some kind of challenging aspect here. Then throughout the entire week ahead, but with highlighted days being Friday the 7th, Saturday the 8th, Monday and Tuesday with the full moon, which is the 10th and 11th, and then Thursday, Friday the 13th and 14th. So pretty much the whole week. You're going to be in the middle of this T-square, pushing very hard on a personal or physical agenda that you have. It is about you and a need to kind of be in the moment, and then how you're relating with whatever the big thing that is happening with career or a personal goal or that authority figure like the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, the teacher, the director, whoever that higher up is, whatever the Pluto theme is in the mix, finances, sex, divorce, death, birth, reproductive needs, third party situations, and then dealing with this big thing that it will peak with the Libra full moon on Monday, Tuesday, that is part of this T-square, which means whatever's going on with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, and that travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political need. So big things escalating with that. And then the Mercury retrograde that starts on Sunday the 9th is giving you kind of a slowing you down, giving you a little bit of a break when it comes to making money or what you're doing with your purchases, possessions, or products, or it's asking you to focus that on, you know, going back to something in the past and taking care of it, looking at rekindling things with past people or situations or letting go of things, reworking ongoing situations. It's a do-over, and so this will come through the news you hear or the talks and meetings you have or the decisions or the sales that, you know, you get involved with this, and it definitely starts on Sunday the 9th. For Taurus, Saturn retrograding starting today on the 6th it means this week ahead is a powerful one for you, slowing down and trying to go back and get serious about where you are in any of the big financial scenarios, not your income, but more like how are you with the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the bankruptcy, the investments, the commissions, the partner's money, whatever this big financial thing is. You know, you've got 4.5 months now to get in there and fix it. Commit to it, end it, you know, structure it in a way that supports you. And then there's a personal side to this, which means it's slowing you down and taking you back to figure out what you need to do about your sexual needs, your reproductive needs, the divorce, a death, a birth, or any third party ways that you're kind of divvying up the power or control in a situation. And so, you know, it's time to turn around and figure out what is left undone in those areas. And in this week ahead, Saturday the 8th will be the day when Venus retrograde comes up to Saturn retrograde there and pushes one or more of these issues via a woman, a love interest, an income situation, or beauty theme that's playing out through gatherings or parties or events or with friends or associates or online or within group dynamics. Could play out with astrology or charity. So, you know, you Tauruses, be nice to me. I don't know, man, go back and figure out something here. And then when we're looking at the big T-square with the sun and then the full moon peak during this week ahead, this is that I'm not even going to list all these days because literally it's freaking, let's see, Friday, Saturday. So every day but Sunday and Wednesday in this week ahead. I mean, so it's, you know, pretty much going to be a big thing that's pushing you guys. And for Taurus, it is asking you guys to show up personally, physically, get involved, take the lead, further your agenda somewhat, but really be the person who's back there behind the scenes doing something, either with an artistic project or a spiritual practice. Your psychic or magical interests, your research or investigations, a romantic getaway, anything that's dealing with addictions, bad habits, healing, hospitals, or other institutions. And it also may be a very karmic week for the Tauruses out there. Because there's like past life stuff that happens in this part of the chart. And so, you know, it is about you guys getting in there and connecting and doing stuff in these arenas. And then it will kind of, you know, there will be something powerful going on through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, travel, legal, educational, wedding, religious or political matters with Pluto. And then the big thing that involves the key individual, that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, opponent, competitor, is playing out through work scenarios or with coworker hired help scenarios, over paperwork, with any health needs or animals. And so that is what is going to peak at the full moon between Monday and Tuesday for Taurus, something climactic happening with the work, health, paperwork, pets. Coworkers, hired help, organizing, cleaning, you know, the big detail thing, and those key individuals. So you're either, you know, wrapping up the project, finalizing something, ending something, achieving, celebrating, having your breakthrough. And then Mercury is retrograding in your sign, Taurus. Could it be any better? No, it really couldn't. You guys get to go back. And, you know, Taurus, this is, God, this could be just about anything you can think of that is important to you in this week ahead. You know, you might want to go back and readdress something involving your physical body, your image, your brand. You might be asked to come and show up somewhere, and that's taking you physically back to the past, you know, during the next 11 days. It could be about a personal aspiration that you have, and it's coming through this communication arena, so you just are going to either be the person promoting this, making decisions and getting into talks and meetings and short trips about it, or you are going to be hearing and, you know, from people and running into them out locally and you know, connecting through writing and interviews and offers, et cetera, you know, so you want to keep the line of communications open. Just realize, Taurus, that out of all the signs in the zodiac, at least for the first half of this Mercury retrograde, you guys are going to be the most confusing to all the rest of the signs. All the rest of us are going to be looking at you like, huh, what? So, you know, Mercury is retrograde in your sign, so take that to heart. Slow down. make sure everything that you are saying is being understood, you know, double check all your emails and phone calls and what you've signed and not signed. Don't leave things behind. You could be more loss oriented, leaving your purse somewhere and that kind of thing, your ID, things like that. So, you know, there's that, but it will definitely help you go back and rethink something that is important to you. For Gemini, Saturn retrograding in this first full week ahead is slowing you down and getting you to go back and deal with something serious that involves a key individual. So you guys need to hash something out with an attorney or an agent or a competitor or an opponent, with a romantic partner or business partner, a specialist, an expert, your clients, an advocate. You know, there's somebody serious here. You've got 4.5 months, but this first week is definitely going to be an important one. And as you get to Saturday the 8th, it will be climaxing because Venus retrograde is going to run right into it, which means at that point you're going to be dealing with a woman or the love or the income or the beauty theme, and it's focusing through a particular goal you're trying to achieve on Saturday, or impacting career needs, or impacting something going on with an authority figure. So could be a female boss, your mother, a female judge, a female director, teacher, mentor, you know, or an authority figure that is focused on the income or the beauty needs, you know. So whatever you're trying to hash out, rework, let go, rekindle, it's really going to be up in your face on Saturday the 8th. And then when we look at this big T-square activity that's asking you guys to jump in personally or physically and get involved in this entire week ahead, and then having it one of the points of that T-square peaking with the full moon between Monday and Tuesday, you know, Gemini, this means that you are going to be showing up and getting personally or physically involved either with your own aspirations and original projects or when it comes to anything in that social realm. So you showing up and pushing forward, you know, your needs, making yourself important in the situation, or signing your name to something, or leading the way when it comes to what's going on with friends, associates, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, anything that, you know, connects you with your soul group. And in this, you know, the square to Pluto is pushing, there's something very intense here going on, either financially, sexually, reproductively, with a death, a birth, a divorce, or some power struggle or third-party situation. And then the other point to this is where the full moon is, and this involves key individuals that have to do with creative projects, the children, recreational pursuits, or true love. And so, you know, you are seeing something peak with a true lover, with someone like a specialist or partner or representative, or, you know, somebody like that with your kids, or somebody important that's involved with your creative projects or your recreational pursuits. And so that is big endings or big celebrations and achievements sometime between Monday and Tuesday. I'm saying it could be either day because this full moon is happening, you know, at 11:08 p.m. On the West Coast and on Monday, and then at 2:08 a.m. on the East Coast on Tuesday. So you see how I slowed down and double-checked that because of Mercury retrograde? Well, yes, I did. All right, so then the final thing is Mercury retrograde for Gemini, and this is kind of an interesting one for you in the first phase of this. From Sunday the 9th until the 20th, you'll be backtracking with Mercury over that karmic, magical, delusional, strange, otherworldly 12th house. And so, you know, some karmic, you may hear some things, you may hear a secret or slip loose a secret. There may be something involving research or investigations or clandestine romance or romantic getaway. There could be something artistic, the film, the music, the poetry, the dance, the painting, whatever, something in the spiritual practices with meditation, yoga, prayer, something with healing or addictions or hospitals or other institutions, or something with, you know, any kind of pulling back and working on something behind the scenes. So Mercury is asking you to, you know, hear something about one of these themes or to discuss it, make some decisions, going back over things and getting it right. And so expect, you know, situations to evolve that will lead you there. For Cancer, Saturn retrograde starting now and taking you forward for the next four and a half months. This first week of it, it's asking you to go back and get serious about anything that is not solid, that really needs to be handled one way or the other, involving your health, your work, coworkers, hired help, any paperwork that needs to be dealt with, getting organized, cleaning projects, or anything with the animals or environmental interests. And, you know, Saturn is like, make commitments in things that are no longer supporting you, set up structures that support you, deal with higher up authority figures in the mix, whether it's a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, you know, be ambitious, grow up and handle it because you want this solid by the time it's done because it doesn't come back for 29 years. As you go through this review of your Saturn needs in this week ahead, it runs into Venus retrograde on Saturday the 8th. And so on that day, you will be dealing with anything legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political based, and the woman in that mix, or the love need in that mix, or the income situation in that mix, or whatever your beauty needs are in that mix because of Venus. So, boy, does that sound fun. Now, when we look at the big T-square going on this week ahead and how it grabs hold of the full moon and works with that to bring something to a big culmination, Cancer, first of all, the solar energy is asking you guys throughout this whole week ahead, you need to show up and take the lead, get personally or physically involved in pursuing a goal or doing something about your career or doing something with it or for or about or through this authority figure, this boss, parent, judge, teacher, director, mentor, higher up person. And so, you know, it is important, goals, career, authority figures, get in there, do what needs to be done. In this, there is some kind of third party power struggle, financial, sexual, death, birth, divorce, reproductive thing going on with a key individual. So this could be a competitor or opponent. It could be a partner. It could be specialist clients, agents, attorneys. So you'll be dealing with that in the mix, and then you'll be dealing with the energy that's focusing on this full moon, which is, you know, something coming to a head with one of these key individuals with a focus on your home, a renovation, a move, a real estate deal, the family, a parent, or a roommate. And so full moon Monday, Tuesday brings either a big ending, wrap up, finalization, or a breakthrough, celebration, achievement, or all of it, you know, if you're really ambitious, as you see something culminating there under the full moon. So full week ahead in all those areas, but, you know, big deal stuff happening Monday, Tuesday. And then when it comes to the Mercury retrograde, starting on Sunday the 9th, it's in two phases. The first phase is the one we're going to talk about now, which is from Sunday the 9th until the 20th. And Mercury is going to slow you down with, you know, forward new things and ask you to go back and figure something out with an ongoing situation or some people or situations from the past coming back around. And for Cancer, it's focusing on friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, social networking, and also for Cancer, focusing on your freedom, your personal aspirations, and your original projects and inventions. So, you know, you may be hearing from a lot of people. You may be rethinking things. It's time to either rework it, rekindle it, release it, or rethink it. So there you go. For Leo, okay, Leo, Saturn started its retrograde. You know, I swear I've been doing this. I've been doing it for, I don't even want to say how long, but I've been doing it on the radio, I think, since either 2008 or 2009. And I do not remember even once having a week like this with this much retrograde stuff, shifting gears and taking you all over the place and culminating with a full moon. So if you guys see me, you know, kind of wandering around, not knowing where I'm at, poke me. Remember what you said on the show? Go back and listen to it. Oh, God. All right. So, Leo, Saturn retrograding starting now, today, and for the next 4.5 months. So, this week ahead, your first week into it, big deal, right? It's going to slow you down and ask you to go back and think about, you know, how happy are you with any endings or commitments or responsibilities or, you know, serious decisions that need to be made or that were made? Do you need to go back and rekindle something? Do you need to go back and get better closure? Do you need to go back or work on current situations and rework them so that you have something solid that is supportive long-term in place? This particular do-over is really important to get it right, to get it fixed so that you can be on solid ground and moving out of this whole entire experience. So, Leo, it's focused on four areas for you. True love / lovers / your love life. Number two, children. That was an easy one, right? Number three, creative projects and talents and interests. And number four, recreational fun pursuits. So, you know, do you need to commit to something, structure something, get real about it, let it go, rekindle it? What is it? It starts today, and this is going to, in the week ahead, have a big moment on Saturday the 8th because Venus retrograde is going to run right into it. So Venus retrograde shows up and challenges you to deal with all this by adding to the story from the past or getting you to redo something in the current scenario. Sexually or reproductively or via the divorce or the big financial topic in the story or dealing with a death or a birth or your controlling interests or jealousy obsessional scenarios or third party triangle situations, and focusing on Venus here from the past or ongoing things. So the woman in the mix or the love or income scenario or the beauty themes. And so Saturday is quite the day for the past or fixing something with the current scenario. And then, or letting it go, I should also say, I guess. And then we have this big T square, you know, being activated by personal energy, asking Leo to show up and do, you know, get involved, either, you know, take the lead or get physically into it or make it personal by signing your name or attaching your brand or image to it. But really making it about you getting into this picture, and it's ninth house related for Leo. So it means that you're doing something throughout this week in a big way involving travel or people at a distance, involving legal needs, involving educational pursuits, involving media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity, involving weddings or other ceremonies, or involving religion or politics. So all those higher-minded, expansive arenas, at least one of them is definitely got your name on it, maybe several of them, and it will be pushing against these other corners of the T-square. So part of that for Leo has to do with something powerfully evolving or changing with a work or health situation, the animals, the coworkers, the hired help, the paperwork, the organizing, the cleaning in the situation. And then we have the third point of this, which is where the full moon is culminating sometime between Monday and Tuesday, and that is through your communication zone. So, a big talk or the news coming through, the meeting, the agreement, the writing, the sales, the interview, the audition, the short trip, the local activity, the offer, the proposal. Or on the mundane side of the third house, something big involving the brothers, the sisters, the neighbors, the vehicles or electronics in the mix. Oh, my God. So, you know, whatever this is, it's going to play out with a key individual because it's Libra. So partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. And it is a big climax. So you have something ending or finalizing or wrapping up or achieved and celebrated and breaking through for you sometime between Monday and Tuesday. And then with Mercury retrograde tossed in on top starting on Sunday the 9th, the first phase, which will be the phase that you're focused on in this week ahead, is going to focus either on going back and rethinking, reviewing, releasing, rekindling things on the career front with a big personal life goal, or your fame and reputation, or something with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, etc. So in those areas, you know, you may hear something that draws you back to a past person or situation. You might slow down and rethink something in a current scenario. You might run into people or talk to people and make choices. So you'll have an idea which way this is going as you enter into it on Sunday. Okay, time for another drink. And we are coming up to Virgo next. Woohoo! Yep. I think instead of writing my big, long weekly, I should just put a link to the show and then, you know, in all caps, just write, the week ahead, do over. All right, Virgo. Saturn retrograding starting today on April 6th and for the next 4.5 months is giving you your very last chance to go back and deal with anything serious, solid, that is about, you know, your responsibilities or any big endings or any big long-term commitments or ambitions or, you know, I think I said responsibilities, structuring things so they support you better. And for Virgo, it is about your home, your real estate deals, your moves or renovations, your family, your parents, your roommates, your security needs, your childhood issues or history or ancestry. And so you want to look at how to, you know, go back and figure something out. Now, this can be current situations that are slowing down and you're fixing something or reviewing something there over the next few months. Or it can be about something from the past coming back around. You can have some current things exit. It's possible. But, you know, you'll have to wait until the end of this retrograde to see if that's temporary or whatever. Okay, so in the week ahead, we are going to have a peak with this on Saturday the 8th as Venus retrograde runs into Saturn retrograde. So whatever the big deal is that you're meant to deal with here on the home front with the real estate deals, the moves, the renovations, the security needs, the family, parents, or roommates, Venus is now going to bring in something from the past or the ongoing situation to rework that is coming with a focus on, you know, as a partner, a client, the specialist, the expert, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the opponent, some key relationship, and it's going to be Venus themed. So this is a woman or this is some key person that is focused on past income scenarios, love scenarios, or beauty themes. And so all that kind of smashes into each other on Saturday the 8th, and you get to figure it all out. Now, you also have the big T-square going on. That is going to be a three-pointed configuration that is pulling you in to really get in there and do something for yourself that gets you involved on a personal or physical level, that is about you moving through something that can, you know, impact your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some big personal needs you have. But it is about showing up and doing it this week. And for Virgo, this is either about a big financial matter. It can be about a life and death scenario and making big, powerful transformations there. It can be about a divorce and ditto, big transformations. It can be about your sex life or reproductive situation and, you know, moving through whatever that is going to be and anything that involves triangle third-party scenarios. And as you do this, you'll be dealing with Pluto and some kind of evolving situation with your love life or lovers, with your children, with your creative project, or with your with your recreational interest. And so it could just be one of those themes or several of those themes. And then the third corner of this is the part that involves the full moon that peaks between Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and 11th. And that is something very big that is culminating, involving what you value, being valued, your income, your possessions, your product, or your purchases. So at this point, you're celebrating and achieving and having breakthroughs, or you're wrapping up projects or finalizing situations or ending something in one or several of those areas as part of this whole story in the week ahead. And finally, Mercury is retrograding on Sunday the 9th. It's going to be in two phases. The very first phase is from the 9th to the 20th, so that's the one we're going to focus on in the week ahead. And for Virgo, this means things slowing down and asking you to go back and get into those talks and meetings and look at the agreements and sales and writing and decision-making and offers that focus on media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, educational pursuits, travel plans, or with people at a distance, legal matters, weddings, religion, or politics. And you can, you know, expect that Mercury will be focusing on all those things. And so pick and choose your words carefully, especially when it comes to religion and politics and the local climate. You know what the world's like right now. So, you know, whatever sign got Mercury retrograde in that area of the sky, you want to watch what you say. But this is a great do-over for you to go back and see if there's something to rekindle here, rework here, release here, so you get it right and you've got the next 11 days to do that. For Libra. All right, Libra, Saturn retrograde starting today, Thursday, the 6th of April, in action for the next 4.5 months. So in this week ahead, it is the big first push with this, and it is asking you guys to slow down now, catch up to where you've gotten with your responsibilities and ambitions and limits and structuring and authority figures and endings and all of this stuff that is focused on your ideas and your writing and your agreements and your sales, your talks and meetings and interviews and auditions and big decisions and offers, and also possibly focusing on the mundane side of this, which has been trying to get you to get serious about, you know, anything that you're involved with locally, with moves, with neighborhood, community, with short trips, your vehicles, your electronics, your brothers, sisters, or neighbors. So that might be in there as well. So, you know, it's kind of like what's shifting for you right around Thursday the 6th, the days before and after it, kind of giving you an idea what you can now take the time to go back and structure or cement or end or commit to or get it more ambitious about fixing, tweaking, getting it right somehow. So there may be past people and situations coming back around, or you may just be really focused on which way the wind is blowing in current situations so that you have this time to figure out your next move. And so as this goes into play, Saturn retrograde is going to be bombarded by Venus retrograde on Saturday the 8th, bringing something into, you know, focus in a big way. And for Libra, this will either be about the work, a coworker, hired help, paperwork, organizational or cleaning scenarios, health situations, or the animals or environmental interests. And this will be focused on Venus, so a woman in that mix, or the love or income scenario in that mix, or the beauty interests in that mix. And so, you know, you're going back and you're figuring something out from the past here with all of this in combination. Now, when it comes to the big T-square, the 3 points of the T-square, and how it is going to pull you in and get you to get more involved personally, physically, dynamically, about what you need and who you are and your name on the dotted line and your leadership abilities and, you know, just getting in there and doing it, Libra. It's relationship-oriented for you in this week ahead. So getting in there with clients, with specialists, with agents, with attorneys, with partners in romance or business, with the competition, the advocates, you know, and really pushing forward on what it is you're doing. In this, the second part of this T-square will be something powerful that is evolving or changing or empowering, you know, that is focused on the home or the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate, the security needs. And that's Pluto there. So it's something big and financial or sexual or reproductive or divorce or mortality or third party in this situation. And then the third point, which is going to involve the full moon peak sometime between Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and 11th, is in your sign, Libra. So it's all about you, baby. So, I mean, you know, something is really coming through for you, focused on you. There may be some recognition or celebration of you in this week ahead. There may be something that you're ending that's been going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal need that you have. There may be something that you are celebrating and achieving, and it's a big deal for you as it gets to this culmination point. Monday, Tuesday, and it's just part of this overall story of massive and, you know, powerful stuff going on with all these dynamics. And then when we look at Mercury retrograde on Sunday the 9th in two phases, the first phase is from the 9th to the 20th, and that's the one we're going to be actively involved with in this week ahead. So for Libra, this is going to slow down and allow you to hear from people from the past or rethink things in ongoing scenarios or past scenarios, go back and talk with people or meet or, you know, review ideas and see what you want to let go of, what you want to rekindle, what you want to rework. And it's going to be focused on big financial topics for Libra. So this can be, you know, going back and dealing with the loan, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, royalties, those things coming back around, or, you know, just whatever, you know, the scenario, anything financial. And then also it has a personal side, so it may be taking you back to rekindle, release, or rework something in a sexual connection with somebody in a reproductive scenario with a divorce topic, dealing with mortality issues, dealing with power controls, you know, scenarios, or third party situations, and hashing things out in those scenarios so you can get it the way you want it. And so there you have it for Libra. For Scorpio, Scorpio, Saturn is retrograding starting today on April 6th. And it is going to be slowing you down in going into new things and asking you to either rework current ideas and situations, or to release them or rekindle them in some way. Or it's asking you to go back to the past and reconnect with past people and issues and opportunities and situations and see if it's possible to rework those or release them or rekindle them. And so for Scorpio, it is focused on your income needs, your purchases, your products, your possessions, and what you value. And so Saturn has been really working with you for a couple years to grow up and get serious and responsible and deal with ambitions in these areas and any limits, and to structure things so they support you better, and to end things that don't, make long-term commitments to the ones that do, deal with authority figures in the mix. And so this retrograde period for the next 4.5 months is going to give you that time to kind of step out of some of the stress of the forward movement in these areas, but to really get serious with this very last chance to go back and get something right. And so you want to see what's coming up for you in any of those areas now, because it's probably the prime area to be dealt with in this week ahead. There will be some kind of peak with this on Saturday the 8th, as Venus retrograde runs right into this. And at this point, whatever it is you're dealing with the Saturn energy, Venus will show up as a lover or love interest, as the children or kid, maybe it's a lot of them, maybe it's a one of them, I don't know, as a creative project or talent or interest, or as something recreational. And in those love, kid, creative, and recreational areas, it will be about Venus. So the girl, the woman there, the love need overall there, the income need overall there, or the beauty theme. So past, ongoing, rehash, rework, release, reclaim on Saturday, big deal. With the T-square and the 3 points of the T-square that are going to push you, really a lot of activity going on here, a lot of things that can happen in this week ahead with this. First of all, it's asking Scorpio to show up physically, personally, make it about you and your needs, get involved, put your name on the line, whatever it is, you know, make it about your image, your brand, your body, or forward your, you know, your involvement in scenarios. And for Scorpio, it is about the work that is before you, the pursuit of work, or the work project, or the job, or whatever this work thing is. It is about whatever you're doing with or about coworkers or hired help. It's about organizing and cleaning. It's about health scenarios. It's about the animals and any paperwork that you're involved with. So you show up and you get involved with all of this in the week ahead. The second point of this is going to be something very powerful and intense going on with talks or news or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics or short trips and local activities and decisions, third house stuff there. And then the third point of this is about, you know, the big expansive thing going on that is culminating in some way under the full moon between Monday and Tuesday, but active throughout the week. And that involves something in your 12th house. So something going on behind the scenes through the research and the investigations, through the healing or the dealing with addictions or hospitals or retreats or other institutions, something going on with a romance or the artistic project or the spiritual practice, but kind of being behind the scenes and bringing something to a climax, and probably very much focused on at least one other key person, whether that's a partner, a client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, So by that full moon in this, you will be either wrapping something up and ending it, or you'll be celebrating and achieving in those areas, finalizing things. You know, it's the big moment with that. And then with the Mercury retrograde, as if not to make it more confusing, starting on Sunday the 9th, the first phase of the Mercury retrograde from the 9th through the 20th is going to be in your relationship zone, Scorpio. And so you're slowing down with going into any new relationships, you know, for the next 11 days. And you're really focusing on rethinking, rekindling, releasing, reworking things with current relationships. Or you are revisiting past relationships and seeing what is possible there, what if you need closure, if you need a second chance at rekindling things, if you want to rework something through or about or with this person. And so relationships mean romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, competitors, opponents. And so that's your do-over. For Sagittarius, Saturn retrograding in your sign starting today, April 6th, and lasting for the next 4.5 months is definitely a kind of a sigh of a relief for the Sagittariuses, because you guys have been hosting this energy that is testing you in a lot of different areas of your life, but definitely testing you to start a new big life chapter based on this next version of who you are. So could be about things you've been going through physically, things you've been going through with your image or your brand, things you've been going through that affect your identity, your name, your title, or something, you know, that's just about some big personal goal that you have here, and Saturn asking you to work harder for it, to end things that are in the way of it or that are past this next chapter, make long-term commitments to things that you can achieve now and by hard effort and work. To get ambitious, to deal with authority figures, to structure things so you're supported. And so the retrograde phase will kind of ease up on all of that freight train moving forward, and it's going to give you this 4.5 months to really slow down and look at where you are. Are you happy with everything you've achieved for yourself? What else do you still need to do on a personal or physical level? You know, and it'll give you the time to go back and deal with that. And so, you know, you take the time, don't rush it, but definitely be serious about what it is you want and what you're willing to do to get yourself there. And just remember, you know, this is in Sagittarius. So getting there for you may be about, you know, learning or teaching something or dealing with the legalities. Maybe you need to incorporate or, you know, study some legal way to set up your business or something. Or maybe it has to do with travel or foreign interests or media and marketing and broadcasting and publishing. Maybe it has to do with a wedding. Maybe it has to do with religion or politics. You know, it's that expansive part of the sky. So this is your do-over, and you will have this kind of peaking in the week ahead on Saturday the 8th as Venus retrograde runs into Saturn retrograde. And so Venus retrograde will bring things into focus that are about your home, your family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, parents or roommates, and be focused on Venus there. So the woman, the lover, the income, or the beauty needs in that mix as you're kind of going back over something here big on that day. All right, and then with the T-square and the 3 points of that that are big and dynamic and pushing for a lot of activity in this week ahead, almost every single day. For Sag, you know, the solar point of this is about you showing up and getting personally or physically involved with a lover or in the pursuit of love, with a creative project, with or for the kids, or in anything recreational. So those are your four areas: love, kids, recreation, and creativity, and really making it about what you need or what you're doing there, how your image or brand or name or title or body are involved in that, and what you want out of it, and pushing to make it happen. In this, you'll be dealing with something very powerful or intense that involves what you value or your income, the possessions, the gifts, the purchases, or the product in the story. And then the third point of this is about what is peaking under the big full moon between Monday and Tuesday. And this will be about that expansive thing via a key individual that is about your aspirations or your original projects, or is focused in on friends, groups, gatherings, what's going on online with astrology, charity, social networks, parties, events, something big and social there. And so something in one of the, or several of those areas are hitting its stride between Monday and Tuesday, which means, you know, big celebrations, achievements, breakthroughs, or wrapping things up, getting some finalizations, or ending something in one of those areas, part of this big story in the week ahead. And then Mercury retrograding on Sunday the 9th. Mercury retrograde is in two phases. The first phase from the 9th through the 20th for Sagittarius is going to be focused on going back over any current scenarios or going back and reconnecting with past people or situations that are about your work, your health, your animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, organizing or cleaning. And so, you know, Mercury is going to bring news about this stuff or get you into talks or meetings or looking at sales and agreements and interviews and writing and decisions and rethinking all of this and seeing, if, you know, did you miss something? Do you need to tweak it? Do you need to fix it? Do you need to let go of something that's blocking further advancement here? Do you need to rekindle something here, pick up the old idea and go back after it? And so you have, you know, the next 11 days starting on Sunday the 9th. For Capricorn, Saturn, your ruling planet, is going to retrograde starting today. It is already, as we speak, in retrograde on April 6th, and it'll be retrograde for the next 4.5 months. And so this first week of it, in this week ahead, is asking you guys to slow down and go back and get serious about you know, what you need to do so that you feel like you're on more solid ground, so that you can either, you know, let go of something or make some long-term commitment to something, structure it so it's more solid, deal with the responsibilities or the authority figures in the mix, or get ambitious about it. And Capricorn, it's really focused on either healing and hospitals and retreats or other institutions, dealing with addictions or bad habits. Getting in there and working through where you are in a clandestine romance or a karmic past life romantic union or romantic getaways, focusing on any kind of art, film, music, dance, poetry, anything muse related, whether that's a project or a talent, and reworking that in some way, going back over spiritual practices, your prayer, meditation, yoga, if you have magical or psychic abilities or interests, going back over those. Any research, you know, getting serious about, did you miss something? Do you need to go back and review your research? Do you need to investigate something deeper from the past? Is there something you don't know about that you really need to know? And so, you know, in this week ahead, there will be something big on Saturday the 8th as Venus retrograde runs into this. This will come via some news you hear or a talk or meeting that happens, an agreement or the sales, the writing, the interview, the offer, the decision. It also, for Capricorn, may come through, be about a brother, a sister, a neighbor, vehicles, electronics, short trips or local activities. And in any of that, it is about Venus. So it is about the woman involved, or it is about the love or lover or the income or the beauty need. And so all of this is kind of, you know, coming together in a big old train wreck, which could be a good thing. You never know. It's a square, so it could just be that you're pushing for something. But it is the past and figuring something out here on Saturday. When we look at this big, powerful T-square being activated by personal planetary energy in the week ahead, there's 3 points to this. The first point is about the sun pushing you guys to really get in there and show up and get involved. You're either going to be, you know, personally or physically involved, or it's about focusing in on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal need, and how that's playing out in the home or with a real estate scenario or with moves or renovations, or if it's focused on family, parents, or roommates, or security needs. Okay, so that's one point of it, and you're going to be busy throughout the week with one or several of those areas. Then Pluto is pushing in this whole thing in your sign. So again, taking it right back to your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some personal need you have, and, you know, challenging yourself to evolve or make changes in this week ahead with this that focus in on Pluto themes. Where are you in the big financial picture with this? Where are you sexually, reproductively, with mortality issues, with divorce, with third party triangle scenarios, with controlling interests or your own empowerment, and how do you evolve this situation? So that comes into play. And then the third point is the point that will really climax under the full moon between Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and 11th. And this will bring in at least one key person, a partner, a client, the clients, the specialists, the agents, the attorneys, the opponents, the competitors, I think I said specialists, any key individual, and it's going to focus on one of three things here that is culminating. This is either about a big personal goal with or about this person, or it is about your career and involving this person, or it is about an authority figure like your parent, your boss, the judge, the mentor, the director, the teacher, the higher-up person, and this key person you're dealing with, you know, the agent, the attorney, the specialist, whoever, about them. And so as this culminates Monday, Tuesday, this is either big endings or finalizing something, wrapping up projects, or it's about achievements and celebrations and breakthroughs with these goals or career matters or authority figures and these key individuals. And then finally, the Mercury retrograde starts on Sunday the 9th. It is in two phases. The first phase lasts until the 20th. So at this point, you're slowing down and you are going back to, you know, hear from some people from the past or rethink some past scenarios or get in there and tweak something current, to go back and talk to people, meet with people, look at agreements and sales and writing and decisions that were made and rethink them or release them or rekindle them. And Capricorn, in this first 11 days of the phase, it is focused on lovers or where you are about love. It's focused on children. It's focused on creative projects, and it is focused on recreational interests. So those are the things coming back around. Those are the things you may slow down with or retreat from in the current scenarios and give yourself some space to figure things out, or you might just rework something that's ongoing. Okay, for Aquarius, Saturn retrograde starting today on the 6th of April, the next 4.5 months is your last time to go back, slow down, and see if there is something serious that you need to figure out involving your aspirations in life, your original projects or inventions, your freedom, anything social. You know, is it about your friends, your associates, your group affiliations and activities? Is it about the internet and what you do online? Is it about astrology or charities? Is it about parties or events or gatherings? These are the places where you want to look at, you know, how you're evolving your own authority, how you're dealing with responsibilities, with limits, with ambitions, with long-term commitments or endings and higher-up authority-type people, and take this period now to, you know, decide, do I want to, you know, structure something so it supports me there from the past, or do I want to let it go, or do I want to, or do I have to let it go and figure out how I'm going to deal with that, or do I, you know, rekindle it, you know? So that's, you're in the process of that now. In this week ahead, it's going to peak on Saturday the 8th as Venus retrograde runs into Saturn retrograde. So Venus retrograde shows up as something involving being valued or your income, your purchases, your product or your possessions or a gift. And it is focused on Venus in the past. So the woman in that mix or the lover in that mix or the beauty theme in that mix or the income, how it impacts any of those topics. Obviously, income, it's, you know, it's pretty straight up. So that's a lot of past stuff really culminating, giving you a do-over or whatever you're going to do about it on Saturday the 8th. Then with this powerful T-square that is asking you to show up and get personally involved, physically involved, lead your way forward pretty much every day this week. I mean, every day but maybe Wednesday and I think Sunday. But, you know, every other day you're definitely in there with this stuff. And it's either about local stuff you're showing up and getting involved with, you know, your community, your neighborhood, with your neighbors, short trips to nearby places, dealing with your vehicles or electronics, could involve siblings, or it's in the communication realm for you guys. So in that case, you know, it is about you guys really getting in there and speaking up, talking about what you need, pitching ideas, proposing things, getting into meetings, writing things up, negotiating terms, looking at agreements or sales or making sales, making big decisions in this week ahead. So there's a lot of communicating going on here. You might be hearing from people as part of this, and then a lot of getting out locally, short trips, and involved in all these other things I just mentioned. And so you're pushing ahead for what it is you need. Some of this might be about your body or your image or brand or name or title, but a lot of it's just about you going after getting physically involved in this stuff and making it about what you want. And so the second point to this is Pluto, which is, something very intense or powerful going on behind the scenes. This could be a clandestine romance or romantic getaway. It could be about research or investigations. It could be about addictions or bad habits, healing or hospitals. It could be about artistic projects or pursuits or spiritual practices or magic or psychic interests or karmic situations. There's a lot there for Aquarius. And in that, it's Pluto. Are you empowered? Is there a triangle playing out? Is it about sex or reproduction or divorce or finances or death or birth or, what's going on with that? And then the third part of this is what is climaxing in the full moon. Sometime between Monday and Tuesday, the 10th and 11th, and that is something with a partner, a client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the opponent, the competitor, some key relationship and the big thing that is happening in the ninth house, which means something big legally with them, something with a wedding with them, something with travel or dealing with distance between you, something with educational pursuits, with media marketing, publishing, broadcasting stuff, anything with religion or politics. So, I'm sure you know which one it is for you. Maybe there's a couple of them, but there is a big culmination here as you're pushing forward with your decisions and talks and meetings, et cetera, in this week ahead. And this is either about something finalizing or wrapping up or ending with these scenarios, or it is about breakthroughs, achievements, and celebrations as you work towards this. And then finally, Mercury retrogrades on Sunday the 9th. It is in two phases. The first phase is from the 9th to the 20th, and Aquarius, in this week ahead with that phase, it is going to ask you to slow down and go back over things. You're either letting go of something or you're rekindling something or reworking it or rethinking it. And the focus for you, Aquarius, is what you want to do about the home or things that are playing out in the home, what's going on with real estate deals, moves, renovations, or what's going on with family, parents, roommates, or security needs. And so you may hear about some things, from past people or situations, or you might have a change of mind and make a different decision, or you might just be going back and figuring something out there. So this is your time frame. Oops, got to stop a kitty. Okay, Pisces. I have to take a drink. I have to stop a kitty. I have to take a drink. Hold on. All right. Pisces, my dear Pisces. We are now in the Saturn retrograde as of today, April 6th, and it's a 4.5 month retrograde, and so it is the very last time you guys get to slow down and go back over the topics of this and really make some serious moves here as are pertaining to current situations that are ongoing or past scenarios. So in either one of those, you can either let go of something or get closure, or you can rekindle something, or you can rework it and fix it, And Saturn wants you to get serious with this. So it is about looking at your responsibilities here or looking at endings or long-term commitments and ambitions, maybe dealing with an authority figure in the mix or trying to structure something here that supports you. So what are we focusing on with all this for Pisces? It is either about one of your life goals and really getting serious about what you need to do about it over these next 4.5 months, or it is about your career. And when we talk about career, this might tie into status or fame or recognition, and what you're doing about that. And then thirdly, it could be about an authority figure. So, what do you need to do so things are solid when it comes to your parent or your boss or the judge or the mentor, the director, the teacher, the whoever this higher up person is, And so you can kind of take your cue as to what's going on right around here and with those goals, career, or authority figures as to what may be the most important thing to be hammering in on right now. But in this week ahead, it will be some kind of climactic thing on Saturday the 8th because Venus retrograde is going to run into Saturn retrograde. in a frictional square and bring this up to you so that you have to look at where you are with those life goals, career matters, or authority figures. And Venus is retrograde in your sign, Pisces. So this is very personal or physical for you. It's about your needs being met in this situation, or what's going on with you and your body, and how that's being treated, or where you are with your image or brand or name or title in the scenario. And what you want to do about the past or ongoing situation here. And with this, it's focused on Venus. So it's about love or the lover from the past or the ongoing situation. Or it's about a woman involved with this with you. Or it is about income needs. Or it is about beauty and how you feel about that when it comes to your body, your image, etc. And so here you have this in some kind of big culmination on Saturday the 8th. Then we have the big T-square, which is 3 points that are definitely going to be kind of sucking you in and pushing you forward, really kind of motivating you, asking you to get busier on a personal or physical level with something in this week ahead. And for Pisces, this is about either getting in there and pushing to make money or to purchase some things or work on your purchasing power, to deal with your possessions or your gifts or your product, or to push forward in, with your own agenda towards being valued, or all of the above. So this is very active almost every day in the week ahead, urging you to get in there. And the second point of this is with Pluto. So, you know, there's something very powerfully changing or evolving that is tied into all of this with your aspirations, freedom, or original projects, or that connects you with friends, associates, groups, gatherings, the internet, astrology, charities, any of that social, you know, social networking, whatever, events, parties, anything that brings that side of things into it. And in those areas, whether it's aspirations, freedom, or original projects, or it's about one of these social things, you're looking at Pluto themes here. Are you empowered? Are there triangles or third-party scenarios? Is it financial? Is it, and more financial in the bigger picture, is it about sexual or reproductive needs, divorce or mortality issues or third-party scenarios with all of that? And then finally, as if not to complicate it, the third point of this T-square, which is part of this dynamic throughout the week, is going to be the part that culminates under the full moon sometime between Monday and Tuesday, bringing a big climax here. And again, this kind of ties in to what we were just talking about, Pluto. This is your eighth house. So something big is going to reach a zenith either in your sex life or with a sexual person you're involved with, with your reproductive situation, a birth, a death, a divorce, or something in that financial area that is climaxing. So something with the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the bankruptcy, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, the partner's money, you know, or any of the other ones I left out. So we have the big finances, sex, reproduction, divorce, death, birth, triangles, third-party scenarios, and something very climactic. Either you're finalizing something, ending it, wrapping up projects there, or you are having breakthroughs and you're celebrating and you're achieving finally here something you've been working towards or wanting to happen that comes through Monday or Tuesday or both days. And then with Mercury retrograde starting on Sunday the 9th, this is going to go in two phases. And the first phase is from the 9th until the 20th. And that phase is going to be focused in the communication part of the chart. So Pisces, man, you know, Mercury rules communication and it's in your communication chart. So this is a really important phase to go back, and you either need to readdress something that was said in the past, written, signed, sold, agreed upon, decided, go back to an old meeting or idea or decision. You know, it's communication big time here, drawing you back to correct something or release it or rekindle it in a current ongoing scenario, or go back and get in there with past people or situations and hash that out. And then there's a second side to this for Pisces. This period may bring back things and reconnect you over whatever you need to rethink, release, rework, with brothers, with sisters, with neighbors, with short trips and local activities, or with vehicles and electronics, so that you have some of that going on as well. So We did it. It's Zoe Moon, I think. You know, I mean, everything is going backwards, so maybe I'm, you know, Moe Zoon. I don't know. It really doesn't sound good. But there you have it. You guys can find me on Facebook. If you find yourself running into walls or lost, you know, just shoot me a post on Facebook. I'm there at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And this week of retrogrades is one for the books. You guys can share your experiences with me. I love hearing about them. I will be back next week, same time, God willing. And I wish you all luck getting through wherever the past area is calling you to. I'll talk to you next week.